For years, it felt like the big race in AI was just build bigger models, always bigger. But that pushed costs, energy use, everything, sky high, just astronomical. But what if the secret isn't just bigger, but, well, smarter? Smarter about using resources. That's really the fascinating idea behind Mixture of Experts, MoE, they call them. Large language models using MoE. So in this deep dive, we're going to explore what makes MoE so transformative, how it's different from the usual AI models, and what this all means for the intelligent systems you'll actually be using.
Yeah, and what's truly revolutionary here, I think, is that this MoE architecture lets us scale AI models, scale them up to sizes and capabilities we really haven't seen before, but without inheriting those completely prohibitive computational costs. It's not just tweaking things, it's fundamentally rethinking how AI grows and learns.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Specialization. For listeners who are, familiar with neural networks, how does that actually look architecturally? What's like physically different inside a MoE model compared to a traditional dense one? What makes this efficiency possible?
Right. So at its core, MoE is a specific neural network design. It has multiple, specialized expert networks. But the really key part is the gating mechanism. You can think of it as a smart dispatcher. See, unlike the traditional dense models, where literally all the parameters fire up for every single query.
Which sounds incredibly inefficient when you put it like that.
Exactly. It is inefficient. But with MoE, the gate decides which few experts are actually the best fit for whatever input comes in. Imagine a room full of brilliant specialists, right? Instead of all of them yelling answers to every single question, only the relevant two or three are asked to step forward. It's just smarter, much more efficient.
Okay, that immediately sounds like a huge win for efficiency. Our sources point to really significant drops in computational cost, much faster training, faster inference times. But for someone thinking about using this, what are the trade-offs? Are there practical complexities to get that efficiency?
Well, the brilliance isn't just saving compute, though that's a big part. It fundamentally changes the scaling problem itself. Because you're only activating a subset of parameters for each query, MoE sort of, it breaks that direct link between the total size of the model and the computation needed per query.
Ah, okay. So you could have a massive model overall.
Precisely. You can build models with a vast breadth and depth of knowledge stuff that was basically computationally impossible before, not just expensive. Think of it like a super efficient consulting firm. You only pay for the specific specialists you need for this task right when you need them. You're not paying the entire team to just sit around.
And we're already seeing this smart dispatching out there in the real world, aren't we? Like Mixtral 8x7B, that's a big MoE model. It apparently activates just two of its eight experts for each token, yet it performs like much larger dense models. That's impressive. And then there's Grok 1 from xAI. Huge model, 314 billion parameters. But reportedly only uses about a quarter of those for any given token during processing.
Yeah, those examples really hammer home the practical impact. It's not just theory. But you're right, it's not without its own challenges. MoE models can have a higher memory footprint because you still need to store all those experts in memory, even if only a few are active.
Right, they all need to be loaded and ready.
Exactly. And the training dynamics can be, well, trickier. You often need specialized techniques like routing loss functions or ways to balance the load across experts. This makes sure all experts learn effectively and you don't end up with some becoming, lazy or just underutilized.
So, okay, there are complexities to manage. But it sounds like MoE isn't just about tweaking current AI. It really feels like it's paving the way for what comes next in intelligence systems. What does that future look like?
Absolutely. It's definitely about the next generation. We're already seeing research into hybrid architectures, combining MoE with other methods to get even better results. And crucially, this kind of specialization could be key to getting powerful AI running on devices like, well, like your smartphone, maximizing performance when resources are really tight.
Edge computing.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
that shift, it's going to be central for the next wave of truly intelligent AI assistants. Assistants that can handle a massive range of tasks, but with real precision.
Okay, so let's bring it back to the listener. For you, tracking all these AI advancements, what does this specialized approach really unlock in the end? How will MoE change the experience of using AI beyond just the tech specs?
That really raises the important question, doesn't it? What new things become possible when the AI you interact with can genuinely specialize on demand, instead of just being a generalist trying its best at everything?
Indeed. So here's a final thought for you to consider. Imagine the potential when your AI isn't just a jack of all trades, but more like a whole team of masters. each one ready to jump in and tackle a specific task with incredible precision and efficiency. That's the kind of powerful, specialized future that MOE is starting to build right now.